You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday performed the Pran Pratishtha of the Ram Lalla idol at the Ram Temple in Ayodhya, drawing to a close centuries-old dispute that has sparked communal disharmony on several occasions for the better part of the last century. The inauguration of the Ram Temple hopefully marks an end to the bitterness and settles the issue once and for all. Quote, "After countless sacrifices and centuries of resilience, our Lord Ram is finally here. Our Lord Ram will not stay in a tent any longer. He will now reside in this grand temple," unquote, the Prime Minister said, adding that he was moved by the spiritual experience of the Pran Pratishtha. Additionally, the property market in the key cities of Uttar Pradesh is currently on a roll, including that of Ayodhya, and the historic inauguration of the Ram Mandir on January 22nd is all set to give Ayodhya's real estate a further boost. In fact, property prices in and around the city have already risen significantly during the last 4 to 5 years and are likely to surge further in the years to come. According to Anarock Research data, realty demand in the temple city Ayodhya has risen significantly ever since the much-awaited verdict was announced by the Supreme Court in 2019. There is a growing demand by not just locals but also investors from outside the city, including businessmen. Next up, the Asian markets are trading on a mixed note on Monday after the US market rose on Friday. The Japanese benchmark index, Nikkei 225, was near a 34-year high at 36,438 points, up almost 1.3%. The Taiwanese index, TOPIX, gained 0.73%. The gains in the Asian market can be attributed to the surge in the tech-heavy US index S&P 500, which hit its record high on Friday. Most markets except China and Hong Kong are up. China's CSI 300 index was down 0.11% and Hong Kong's Seng index fell 0.3% in the early trading hours. The fall in the indices was after China kept the loan rates unchanged. China kept the 1- and 5-year loan prime rates unchanged at 3.45 and 4.2%. Moreover, with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman all set to present the Interim Budget 2024, ICRA has predicted a number of changes in terms of taxation, pension and insurance schemes, mutual fund schemes, among others. This would be Nirmala Sitharaman's sixth consecutive budget since 2019. In terms of taxation, ICRA said that the markets have had the demand for removal of Security Transaction Tax, STT, for a few years now, and as the GST collection went up, this demand has again gained traction. The government, ICRA said, may consider raising the pension floor for the unorganized sector workers under its flagship scheme, the Atal Pension Yojana, APY, as the current amount may not attract enough potential subscribers to enroll. In other news, Colgate Palmolive India Limited on Monday recorded its third quarter earnings with profit at ₹330.11 crore, up 35.7% in comparison to ₹243.24 crore during the corresponding quarter of FY23, surpassing estimates. It posted revenues from operations at ₹1,395.65 crores, up 8.1% as against ₹1,291.27 crore during the third quarter of FY23. According to a CNBC TV18 poll, Colgate Palmolive India was expected to record Q3 FY24 profit at ₹300 crore and revenue was expected to be at ₹1,375 crore. The company posted a net sales of ₹1,386 crore for the quarter ended December 21, 2023, recording an increase of 8.2% in comparison to the previous year. Let's talk market. Following the furore and excitement around the Pran Pratishtha ceremony of Ram Mandir in Ayodhya, several stocks have been running up. These stocks primarily belong to the companies that are directly involved in the construction of the temple or are said to gain from the tourist inflow set to unfold. Some of the counters have seen returns as high as 150% in the last 1 month. Since securing the prestigious Sri Rama Janmabhoomi Temple project in November 2020, Larsen & Toubro L&T has experienced a robust uptrend in its stock performance. Pakka Limited has witnessed a staggering 150% rally so far in January. This surge is attributed to Pakka Limited's role in supplying compostable plates, bowls and spoons for the ceremony. Lastly, as mandated by the Sri Rama Janmabhoomi Teerth Kshetra Trust, Larsen & Toubro, has designed and built the Sri Rama Janmabhoomi Temple, establishing a new milestone in architectural grandeur. The company said that the temple is built to last 1,000 years. The Sri Rama Janmabhoomi Temple stands within a sprawling 70-acre complex, with its awe-inspiring design rooted in the ancient Nagara style of architecture. Constructed to last 1,000 years, the temple boasts dimensions of 161.75 feet in height, 380 feet in length, and 249.5 feet in width. It'll be a three-story temple comprising five mandaps: Nritya Mandap, Rang Mandap, Gud Mandap, Kirtan Mandap, and Prarthana Mandap, along with the main shikhar. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.